The squeak of the sneakers, the swish of the nets, bounce of the ball, and amped up crowd can only mean one thing. It's time for high school basketball on 92.1 KMTA.
Welcome back. Second half of our doubleheader here on 92.1 KMZA. Perry LeCompton hosting Nemaha Central in Big 7 League action. The girls' final was Nemaha Central 38, Perry LeCompton 22. Now time for the boys' game here tonight as we get set for the Thunder and the Cause. Home team Perry LeCompton under first-year head coach Matt Simmons. He was at Jeff West prior 4 years there and had a 20-20 record. Perry LeCompton last year, 13 wins, 8 losses, a third-place finish in the league. Nemaha Central under 26th-year head coach John Thomas. They were 14-6 last year, finished second in the Big 7. They lost in the first round of Sub-State. Perry LeCompton started the year last season 1-3, but they won 7 straight down the stretch before losing to Burlington by 1 point in the Sub-State semifinals. So again, both of these teams have good quality pieces and athletes returning from their quality seasons a year ago. Nemaha Central winning 14 games, finishing second in the Big 7. Perry LeCompton, 13 wins, finishing third in Big 7 league play. Now time for the national anthem. We'll step aside when we come back. It's the starting lineups and the tip-off right after this.
If one of your projects is getting everything winterized around your farm or home, you can depend on Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. They have all the winter supplies you need, like ice melt, tube sand, heaters, antifreeze, heat tape for your water pipes, insulation of all kinds, and be comfortable this winter with window kits to stop those drafts. When it comes to making everything work better this winter, your winterizing projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca.
You have new health care coverage options through Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans and your local Farm Bureau Financial Services agent. No matter what stage of life you are in, you will have options that fit your lifestyle. Plus, our network of providers is one of the largest available throughout the state of Kansas and beyond. For more information and to get a quote, contact Farm Bureau agent Chad Baker at 785-336-2341 or visit kfbhealthplans.com.
Have you noticed that banking is this big corporate thing? To these mega banks, you're just an account number. And no one seems to even notice. You're so wrapped up in other things. Well, snap out of it! There's a movement to take back control, to take back financial freedom, to take back banking. Kasafa is checking that rewards you for doing everyday things that you're already doing anyway. So join the movement. Take back banking with Kasafa.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
All right, let's get right into it. Starting lineups for Perry LeCompton and Nemaha Central tonight. Let's start with the visiting Thunder of Nemaha Central. Carter Lutz, a 6'3 senior. The twins, brothers, Curtis and Marcus Beck, a pair of 6'4 seniors. Excited to see these two play. Cole Hermish is a 6'2 senior, and Sam McWilliams, a 5'10 senior. So again, for the Thunder, Lutz, Beck, Hermish, and McWilliams under 26th-year head coach John Thomas. The Cause are coached by Matt Simmons, first year. As the Cause head coach, they'll roll like this in game number one. Cale Gorski, a 6'3 junior. Seth Cooksey is a 6' senior. Gunnar Ball, a 6'2 junior. Reiki Tooley is a 5'10 sophomore. And Evan Gottstein is a 6'2 senior. So again, for the Cause, Gorski, Cooksey, Ball, Tooley, and Gottstein. Road purple uniforms for the Thunder, home white uniforms for the Cause. Should be a good one tonight. Both of these teams, upper half of the Big 7 a year ago. Cause went 13-8, 9-5 in league play. Good for third place in the Big 7. Nemaha Central 14-6, 11-3 record in the league, and finishing in second place there. Nemaha Central had 4 juniors start last season. Those 4 juniors now seniors and starting. It's 5 senior starters for the Thunder and just 2 senior starters for the Cause. They also have 2 juniors and the sophomore Tooley. So here we go. Good crowd on hand. Second half of our doubleheader, the boys contest with Perry LeCompton and Nemaha Central. Nemaha Central won both games last year, 58-57. Very close in the first one. And then got a big one in the second contest, 66-47. A new year for these two. The tip is controlled by Nemaha Central. They work from left to right here in the first half. Top of the key, McWilliams. McWilliams right side to Marcus Beck. Works off a ball screen. Gets it to his brother Curtis Beck for three. This one not there. Offensive rebound, though, brought down by Marcus Beck. They'll reset. Here's Lutz with a J. That one no good, but tipped up and in by Marcus Beck. And the Thunder have a 2-0 lead after a couple offensive rebounds. And then the second stick-back try was good by Marcus Beck. He averaged 12 points, nearly 7 rebounds a game last year. And there's a turnover by the cause as McWilliams comes away with a steal. Here's Lutz into the right corner to Marcus Beck. A baseline drive. Good kick. Far side corner is brother Curtis for three. That's no good. And a rebound brought down by Evan Gottstein. 2-0 Nemaha Central, 50 seconds into the opening quarter. Good quality pressure, man-to-man defense. Top of the key with Lutz. Now it's the right side to Gunner Ball. Ball gets it off to Thule. Thule wants it inside. Good deflection there on the shot and the rebound for Marcus Beck. He's already got 3 boards here in the opening minute plus. There's a deflected pass and then a steal by Perry LeCompton, and they get it into the front court. Here's Gunner Ball with it. Left side in the corner to Gottstein. Gottstein works it out of some trouble. They get it to Ball on a drive. Gets it back to Gottstein, who works to the free throw line, right corner. Here's a 3 ball by Thule. That one no good. And a rebound brought down by Curtis Beck. Over to his brother Marcus. Right corner. Carter Lutz. Ball fake. Thought about a 3. Instead looking inside. Pass deflected. Lutz gets it back and the layup is good. Right place, right time for Carter Lutz. He's got his first bucket. 4-0 Nemaha Central. Not quite 2 minutes in. Seth Cooksey with the ball. Waist high dribbles with the right hand. Left wing. Wants a high ball screen. Gonna use it. Now settles at the top of the key. Gets to the elbow. Left his feet. And he's gonna be called for a travel. 4-0 Nemaha Central, just getting going, 2:03 into this first quarter. Lutz and Marcus Beck with the 2 buckets for the Thunder. Here's Curtis Beck, gets it over to McWilliams in the left corner. Nice ball fake, baseline drive, his shot a little strong, and a backside rebound brought down by Cooksey. Cooksey will slow things up and handle the PG duties himself across the timeline. Wants a high ball screen, good help there by Beck. That was Marcus Beck, who nearly got a steal, tipped in the air by McWilliams, and then he's going to be called for a foul. First foul in the game comes at 5:32 left in the opening quarter. So they get McWilliams, that's his first. And the cost to throw it in underneath their own bucket, trailing 4-0 early on in the first quarter. It's Cooksey to throw it in, gets it into the right corner to Gottstein. Gottstein off to Gunner Ball, who fires a 3 and count it, but then we're going to get a foul underneath. So the basket's good. Gunner Ball cans a triple. And then we get a foul underneath on Kale Gorski, kind of fighting for positioning. So it counted. They gave. Need to adjust the scoreboard. There we go. It's 4-3, Nemaha Central. Thunder with the basketball. Marcus Beck, left side on the wing. Top of the key to Lutz. Carter Lutz will call out the plays. He's guarded man-to-man by Cooksey. Right side to McWilliams in the corner now to Hermish. Hermish back to Lutz. Top of the key, Marcus Beck. The 6'4 senior, his brother working down in the post. They get it to Curtis Beck for 3. Yes. And the foul. He was knocked down in the corner by Gorski. And a chance for a rare 4-point play. So Curtis Beck, a chance for the 4-point play. The lead is 7-3, Nemaha Central, as Gorski has picked up his second foul here early in the quarter. Free throw is up, and the free throw is good. So Beck with a 4-point play, and the lead is 8-3 for Nemaha Central. 4:50 to go, opening quarter. Left side, it's Thule. They get it to Cooksey on a cut. Instead, they get it back out to Gottstein, who takes it all the way to the rim. His layup no good. Rebound Marcus Beck. Omaha Central nearly turned it over, but they get it back. Nick Williams in the right corner left his feet, and threw an errant pass that was taken away. Turnover, Omaha Central. Here's Seth Cooksey with it. Gets to the left elbow. He's doubled, and then it's going to be a foul against Cole Hermisch. That'll be his first, team second. 4:20 to go in the first quarter. I think I was wrong on that foul call there. So it wasn't on Hermisch. They call it against Lutz, and that's his first. The officials talking to Thunder head coach John Thomas. Just some clarification there on trying to figure out who was called for the foul, and it was Lutz. And his first. 8-3, Nemaha Central by 5, 4:20 left here in the opening quarter. Cause with it. They get it inside, and the layup good. Good entry pass, and Gottstein puts it home for his first bucket. Lead 3 now for Nemaha Central, 8-5. McWilliams, they reverse the basketball. Here's Curtis Beck, left side on the wing. Wants a ball screen from his brother, not much action to it. Now Hermisch, top of the key, hands it off to the point guard, Lutz. Marcus Beck, over to his brother Curtis in the left corner. Now hits Marcus on a cut. Nice entry pass. It's McWilliams cutting on the backside, and he'll finish for 2. Double up lead, 10-5. First bucket for Sam McWilliams. Right side of the floor, Jack Golden is checked into the game for the cause. Here's Gunner Ball for 3. This time not there. A high rebound brought down by Cole Hermisch. Here come the Becks. They want an alley-oop try, and we get a whistle and a foul underneath. It was Marcus to Curtis. They tried the alley-oop. The pass was way too strong, and there was a little bit of contact underneath, and that's going to send Curtis to the free throw line, or correction, they called it on the floor. It was against Gunner Ball, his first. Here's McWilliams. Tees up a 3. That one's short, but an offensive rebound for Lutz keeps it alive. Underneath the bucket, gets it off to Hermisch. Now back to Lutz in the right corner. Beck is open for 3. That's Curtis Beck. He airballs it, and then it's out of bounds to the cause. Omaha Central leading at 10-5 with 3:10 to go in the first quarter. Seth Cooksey, the 6-foot senior, across the timeline from right to left. A little more angle to his left, now working around the perimeter to the right side, and we get an offensive foul or an illegal screen is going to be called against Jack Golden. So a turnover by the cause. We'll give it back to Omaha Central with under 3 minutes to go. 10-5 is our score. Here's Carter Lutz across the timeline. Casual. Cause sitting in a 2-3 zone right now. Lutz gets it back. No hezzy on a 3. This one too strong. Rebound to the cause. It's brought down by Ryken Rush, who has just checked into the game. Here's a quick trigger on a 3. This one is short. Missed by Ball. And a rebound brought down by Lutz. Still working up the floor. McWilliams here near side. Skips it into the corner for Beck. Nice pass inside. Easy layup for Cole Hermisch. And all 5 starters have scored now. For Omaha Central, their lead is 12-5 with under 2:20 to go here in the opening frame. Here's Cooksey with it, top of the key, gets it off to Gottstein to the free throw line. Now Cooksey will fire a 3. This one's strong. High rebound brought down by Marcus Beck. He's got 5 rebounds here in the opening quarter. A 12-5 Omaha Central lead, 2 minutes to go. He'll step into a 3. That's short. Battle for the rebound, though, is saved by Cole Hermisch, and he kept it alive. So a second chance opportunity. McWilliams, high right. Minute 50 to go. They get it to Marcus Beck, or correction, Curtis Beck in the corner. Now Lutz, a left wing 3. This time it's not there. Rebound chased into the corner and corralled by Gottstein. So here come the cause down 7. Coming up on 90 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Nice ball fake inside and a whistle and a foul. That'll send Golden to the free throw line for 2. See who the foul is on. It's on Hermisch. That's his first. So this will send Jack Golden, a 6'2 junior, to the free throw line to shoot two. First one's on the way, in and out, no good. Or correction on the foul for Hermish, that's his second. Eli Dean, a 5'10 freshman, has checked into the game for Perry LeCompton. Golden's second free throw is no good. He goes 0 for 2. Hermish corrals the miss and then turns it over, and the layup is good. Stolen by Gunner Ball. He's got five, and that's the deficit right now for the cause. 12-7, Nemaha Central, final 80 seconds here in the first quarter. Marcus Beck around a screen, gets through two, had it blocked, but gets his own rebound and puts it back up and in. 4 points and six rebounds for Marcus Beck here in the opening quarter. 14-7, our score, Nemaha Central by a touchdown. Here's Gunner Ball, floater from the left wing. That one no good, but an offensive rebound. That one's blocked and finally stuck back up and blocked again by Golden, or Golden had it blocked, and now here comes Nemaha Central up the floor, and Lutz is called for a travel. 14-7, Nemaha Central with 50 seconds to go in the first quarter. Cause get it back. McWilliams showing pressure in the full court, guarding Thule. Good defense by McWilliams, nearly forced a turnover, but they get it off to Gunner Ball. Nice entry pass, layup good on the cut. It's Ryken Rush, his first bucket. It's 14-9. Nemaha Central's lead is 5. 26 seconds to go in the quarter. See if they want to play for the final shot. Sent into the corner to Marcus Beck. Holds it up high right now. Still a zone defense for the cause. McWilliams will reset with 15 seconds to go. McWilliams backs up to the center circle. 10 seconds. Surveys the scoreboard. Checking the time. 6 seconds. Now working to his left. Top of the key. Hermish holds it with 2 seconds. They try to get it to the corner. They do get a shot up in time. No good at the buzzer. And that's the end of the first quarter. Fast pace. Good quarter. It's Nemaha Central 14. Perry LeCompton 9. Second quarter coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
This is Erica Jansen at SBS Insurance in Auburn. Do you consider yourself a safe driver and feel that you should benefit from that with lower auto insurance premiums? Auto insurance companies like Nationwide, Progressive, and Travelers offer telematics. Based on your safe driving, you can see up to a 30% discount. If you want to know more about how your safe driving can save you money, give your local SBS office a call.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Tuned in to 92.1 at KMZA Seneca. Kirk Kilman back in studio. I'm Brandon Tamman. Second quarter action coming up, and we're underway. Perry LeCompton hosting Nemaha Central. Thunder a 14-9 lead after the end of the first quarter, and we're underway here in the second frame. Cause with the basketball. They get a backdoor cut and a difficult shot thrown up. No good. Battle for the rebound is finally corralled by Wade Leonard, a junior who has checked into the game for the Thunder. 25 seconds in, all five starters have scored for the Thunder, so good distribution in the first frame. Four apiece from Curtis and Marcus Beck, and there's a layup on the drive from the short corner by the mentioned Curtis Beck. He's got six now, and it's 16-9, Nemaha Central. Here's a hard drive, a lot of contact inside, no call and a steal. Turnover, Perry LeCompton. Here comes Curtis Beck, nearly had it knocked away, shovels it off to Lutz in the left corner, who backs things out. They'll reset. Here's Leonard, right side on the wing, and they also get it into Holden Bass, the sophomore who is in as well, and then a turnover inside. Third turnover on Nemaha Central. Cause get it back down 16-9, under 7 minutes to go until halftime. Here's Cooksey. Gets a high ball screen. Left his feet and didn't get rid of the basketball, and he's going to be called for a travel. Six turnovers in the game for the Cause. So Central gets it back. The 7-point lead, 16-9. Here's Curtis back in the right corner. Lutz now has it. They get it to Marcus Beck. Right at the elbow. Top of the key to Lutz. Thought about a three. Turns it down. Instead finds Curtis back in the right corner. To his brother Marcus. Good pass to Holden Bass, but a little jump fake and a travel. Back-to-back turnovers for the Thunder. Now four in the game. And the Cause get it back. So a sluggish start for both teams here in the second quarter. Thunder leading 16-9. Under 6.5 minutes to go until the half. Here's Thule. Thule had it knocked away, and then a foul's going to be called on Wade Leonard. Checked in not too long ago. The Cause will have it on the side out. Far side of the floor. Both teams right now with four fouls committed in the first half. Here's Gunnar Ball. Top of the key. He's got five to lead the Cause. One of the three, now fires the three. This time it's no good. Battle for the rebound, chased down, and it's pulled away by Marcus. Back to his brother, Curtis, and he missed the layup. And the rebound pulled down by Thule. A couple of times we've seen the Beck twins go from one to the other at the rim and have been unsuccessful a couple of times, and then there's a whistle and a traveling call against Thule, so another turnover against the Cause. They're third in the quarter, seven now in the first half. Ryken Rush will check in. Also, Jack Golden back into the game for the Cause. 16-9 our score. Nemaha Central, 5:48 until halftime. Here's Carter Lutz, the 6'3 senior. Works it down the middle of the floor. Left side pass to Marcus Beck. Works around his brother's screen there. Now Bass with it. Lutz on the right wing. Wants a Bass screen. Will step back, thought about a three, turns it down. Curtis Beck gets it off to Leonard. Dribble drive, gets it to Lutz, a right wing three. This one off the back iron, no good, and then it hits the top of the backboard, so it will go to Perry LeCompton. Nemaha Central led 14-9 at the end of one. We've seen one bucket here in the second quarter. Played 2.5-plus minutes, 16-9. Nemaha Central by seven. Nice pass into the right corner. What would have been maybe an open three is a turnover as Golden just lost the handle out of bounds. Now eight turnovers in the first half for Perry LeCompton. Cole Hermes checks back in. He'll take the spot of Leonard. Here's Lutz up the floor, left side on the wing to Marcus Beck. Gets a ball screen, gets to the top of the key, picks up the dribble, gets it off the bat. Bass is passed inside, tipped and intercepted. A steal by Ryken Rush, and here he comes firing up the floor. Right side, into the corner with Gottstein. Baseline drive, layup good. Evan Gottstein has four. 16-11, the lead is five for Nemaha Central. 4:44 to go until halftime. Here's Marcus Beck, baseline drive, trying to split two. A lot of contact and an offensive foul. Marcus Beck picks up his first. A turnover against Nemaha Central. Cause get it back down five with under 4:40 to go until halftime. We get a whistle and a timeout by the Cause. It's a 30, but we'll take it as well. 16-11, Nemaha Central, 4:39 until halftime. Back in 30 seconds on KMZA.
Find great values for your Christmas shopping now at Heinen True Value Farm Supplies in downtown Seneca. Save 20% on all regular priced outerwear. Save 15% on all jeans, denim, overalls, and shirts. And save 20% on all toys. Heinen True Value have name brand toys by Tommy and Bruder and clothing by Key, Carhartt, and Wrangler. Hurry in as the clothing specials end December 4th. Heinen True Value Farm Supplies, downtown Seneca, open weekdays 7:30 to 5 and Saturdays 7:30 to noon.
You're on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
Cause get it back down 16-11 with 4:39 to go until halftime. Kurt Hillman, Brandon Tadman with you from Perry LeCompton High School. Nemaha Central girls won the first game tonight, 38-22. Boys contest about halfway into the second quarter. There's an errant pass inside, taken away by Nemaha Central, so another turnover by the Cause. Here comes McWilliams up the floor. Gets it off to Lutz on the left wing. Now top of the key to McWilliams. Gets it back right side. It's Cooper Hike who's checked into the game for the first time for the Thunder. Lutz into the right corner to Curtis Beck. Baseline drive and his pass is out of bounds. And another turnover. So both teams have five turnovers apiece here in the second quarter. And we haven't even gotten to the halfway point. Cons get it back down 5, 16-11, Nemaha Central, about to hit the 4-minute mark until halftime. Here's Cooksey. A 3 straight on is nothing but net. Seth Cooksey gets the cost to within 2 at 16-14. There's a drive, count it, and the foul. Curtis back with 8 points, and he'll have a chance for a 3-point play. The foul was against Ryken Rush, his first, team foul number 6. So Curtis Beck, 8 points, trying to make it 9. And the free throw is too strong, no good, and the rebound for Gunner Ball. Ball has it himself, and then it's tipped from behind by Hike. And a steal by Nemaha Central, another turnover for the cause. McWilliams. Gets it over here. Cooper Hike will try a 3. This one is short. Rebound Gunner Ball. Gunner Ball up the floor. Cooksey, 2-on-1 break. Takes it to the rack himself, and he's going to get a chance to go to the free throw line as Lutz picks up the foul at the rim. Stops the clock at 3:32. 18-14. Nemaha Central by 4. Cooksey to the free throw line to shoot 2. A 6-foot senior. Rattles home the first free throw. He's got 4. 18-15. Eli Dean has checked back in. Also Jack Golden in as well. Tooley set to check in for Cooksey, but he missed the free throw, so he'll have to wait at least another minute. Under 3.5 minutes to go until halftime. 18-15, Nemaha Central by 3. High left with Lutz. Now McWilliams top of the key. Swings it right side to Hike. Now skips it far side to Carter Lutz. He'll trigger a 3. This time not there. Rebound brought down by Eli Dean, the freshman, and then he nearly turned it over. The Gunner Ball picks it up. Head of steam up the floor. Left side pass to Gottstein. In transition for a 3. Bangs it home. 7 for Gottstein, and we're tied at 18 with under 3 minutes to go until halftime. Here's Carter Lutz, right side to McWilliams. McWilliams into the right corner with Hermish. Get it out of some trouble there. They reverse the basketball to Hike. Inside to Curtis Beck. Takes it himself to the rim and lays it home for 2. First player in double figures, Curtis Beck with 10. Nemaha Central back in front, 20-18. Top of the key, now right side. This is Eli Dean, the freshman. Puts it on the floor, gets it to Ball. On about the 3, now skips it here to the left corner. That's Cooksey. Now Dean back with it on the right wing. Hands it off to his teammate. That would be Jack Golden. Dean gets out of the corner there. His pass lazy and intercepted. Another turnover. We're going to get a whistle and a foul on the drive attempt by Lutz. This one is going to be against Cooksey. That'll be team foul number 6 against the cause. So now both teams the rest of the way. Final 2:11 will be in the bonus. Ryken Rush and Reike Tooley check back into the game for the cause. Lutz to throw it in underneath. Thunder lead it by 2 at 20-18. They lead Hike open in the corner for 3. Cooper Hike knocks it down. 23-18. A quick 5-0 spurt by the Thunder with 2 minutes to go until halftime. Here's Tooley, left side to Gunner Ball. Gunner Ball puts it on the dribble. He's quickly doubled, spins at the elbow, and a lot of contact, but he's called for a travel. Turnovers have piled up. That's now 8 second quarter turnovers for the cause. They have 12 in the first half. Final minute 47 here until halftime. Thunder with it in a 23-18 lead. Hike. Thought about a 3, turns it down. McWilliams won't turn one down, but he throws up an air ball. Gunner Ball gets the rebound on the backside. He'll work it up the floor, far side right. He wants to hezzy him up and put up a 3, and he'll knock it down. Gunner Ball has 8. 23-21, Nemaha Central. That one from straight downtown. Here's Lutz. He'll try to answer. In and out, no good. Rebound for Reichen Rush, and then he is fouled. I think we're going to get a timeout on the floor. We do. Full timeout, Perry LeCompton. We got a good one here. It's Nemaha Central 23, Perry LeCompton 21, buck 16 to go until halftime. Back in 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice would like to wish you and your family health and happiness this holiday season. Throughout the entire year, we strive to stay focused on our mission of providing personalized, compassionate health care to those in Nemaha County and the surrounding communities. And as we step into 2022, we want you to know that Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice are here for you and your family. We are people you know and care you trust.
You've seen the bumper stickers. You know, like, I break for garage sales, I break for dolphins, or I break for aliens. If your State Farm agent had a bumper sticker, it would probably say, I break for auto insurance. Because your agent's always ready to stop and listen to you, so you get the coverage you need to help life go right. That's why people have trusted State Farm with their auto insurance for more than 90 years. So next time you have a break, let's talk.
In Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska, see Tom Hilbert in Seneca. Licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
You're on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
All right, out of the timeout, final 70 seconds left to go until halftime. Cost trailing the Thunder 23-21, but a chance to tie or take the lead. Here's ball at the free throw line. Beautiful bounce pass, and the floater is good by Jack Golden. His first bucket. We're tied at 23. Hike into the corner now with Marcus Beck. There's a hard drive blocked at the rim. McWilliams gets the rebound, and Reichen Rush is going to be called for a foul. That'll put Nemaha Central at the line for a 1-1. This will put McWilliams at the line. He's got 2 points in the game so far. Trying to break the 23-23 tie with 53 seconds to go until half. He was strong on that free throw. No good. And a rebound for Gunner Ball. He's had a good first half. 8 points, five rebounds. Ball gets it top of the key. 43 seconds to go. Tied at 23. Reichen Rush into the corner now with Thule. Thule puts it on the dribble around the arc. Has it knocked away. And they're going to call a steal. It's going to be Cooper Hike who picks up the foul, so that's going to put Thule at the line to shoot a 1-1 with 36 seconds to go here in the second. Now he'll have an opportunity to break the 23-23 tie. Thule has not scored so far, the 5'10 sophomore, and he banks in the first free throw. So his first point tonight comes via the bank at the charity stripe. 24-23, Cause have taken the lead. Second one on the way. He got that one. So 2 for 2. 2 points for Thule. 25-23. The Cause have taken the lead. Final 31 seconds left until the half. McWilliams gets it short corner left to Marcus Beck. Dribbles around a double. It's a kicked ball. So Nemaha Central will keep it. 25 seconds left. They'll throw it in underneath their own bucket. They'll put Lutz underneath to throw it in. 25 seconds to go. Set up Hike in the corner. He's doubled. Spins out of it. Finds Marcus Beck top of the key. Kicks it to his brother Curtis. He ball fakes. Gets it outside to the corner. Lutz for three. Front rim no good. A foul underneath. I think the foul is against Perry LeCompton here. So that'll put the cause, or correction, the Thunder at the line. So they get Reichen Rush with his third foul. That puts Curtis back at the free throw line for a 1-1. So Rush comes out with three fouls. Golden checks back in for him. First free throw up and good for Curtis Beck. He's got 11 points to lead all scores. He'll get the bonus, a chance to tie it here. 25-24, caused by one. Final 15 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Second one is up. Second one is good. He's got 12. 13 seconds to go. Here come the cause. Here's Cooksey. Gunner Ball nearly had it taken away. 5 seconds to go, and he's fouled. 5 seconds to go. He'll go to the line. They get the foul on Curtis Beck, his first. So Gunner Ball at the line for a 1-1. He's got 8 points and 5 rebounds here in the first half. He's knocked down a couple of threes. First one is up, and no good. So the rebound for Cooper Hike, 3 seconds to go. Cooper Hike threw it up with less than a second to go inside the half-court stripe, and he is fouled, and he will shoot three. It's called on Cooksey, his second, and Cooper Hike will go to the line to shoot three with literally 0.7 seconds to go. First free throw is off, no good. He missed. He still has two. First-year head coach Matt Simmons did not agree with the call. Second one on the way, no good. He's 0 for 2. We're tied at 25 with less than a second to go until halftime. Can Hike get one out of the three? Third one is up, and he gets the third. So he breaks the tie. He's got four. 26-25, and we're at the half. A good one here from Perry LeCompton. It's Nemaha Central 26, Perry LeCompton 25. Halftime coverage brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. 7 miles west of Fulton on K-16. If you want the best, you've got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee. 7 miles west of Fulton on Highway 16. 26-25, Nemaha Central over Perry at the half. Back in a moment on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When you want tires, you want top brands at rock-bottom prices. So in the Houlton area, you got to get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. The others with a similar name are not the same. If your tire shop doesn't have Direct in the name, you'll pay too much. For unbeatable prices and unbeatable service, head to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 5 minutes west of Houlton.
There's only one, Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
WilsonsDirectTires.com.
Peru State College, Nebraska's first college, is investing in your success. Peru State College offers one tuition for all, as well as free academic support for all students. Peru offers online classes as well. Peru State College, investing in you. With Peru State College, get your degree online or on campus. Peru State College, investing in you, because at Peru State College, you can get your degree online or on campus. Get a higher education at Peru State College.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
For more than 67 years, Community Healthcare System has been committed to supporting a lifetime of health and well-being for your whole family. Their dedicated family medicine team offers a full range of healthcare services at 7 convenient locations and same-day appointments with the local providers you know and trust. Call today at 785-889-4272 or check chcsks.org to learn more about how Community Healthcare System brings life and health to the whole community. This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Houlton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
All right, welcome back. A good one here from Perry LeCompton High School, our boys game at the half, and the visiting Thunder of Nemaha Central, a slight lead, 26-25 over the Cause here at the half. Our halftime coverage again brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. Kirk Kilman back in studio. I'm Brandon Sadman. Thank you for tuning in to our broadcast here tonight. Let's get you some first half numbers, as again, it's the Thunder leading by one, 26-25. Curtis Beck, he leads all scorers. Nemaha Central, 12 points. He was 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. The lone Thunder player in double figures. Actually, the lone player in the game that has reached double figures to this point. So 12 points for him, and then 4 points apiece from his twin brother Marcus Beck and also Cooper Hike. And then 2 points apiece from Carter Lutz, Cole Hermish, and Sam McWilliams. Leading scorer for the cause is Gunnar Ball. He had 8 points, 5 rebounds in the first half. Evan Gottstein had 7 points as well. 4 from Seth Cooksey, and then 2 apiece from Reike Tooley, Ryken Rush, and Jack Golden. For Nemaha Central, 7 turnovers. They were 4 out of 8 from the free throw line, and they collected 15 rebounds. For the cause, they had 12 turnovers, 8 of those in the second quarter. They struggled at the line, just 3 out of 7, and they had 14 rebounds in the first half. Our score again, Nemaha Central 26, Perry Lecompton 25. Our halftime coverage continues right after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call the right agents, Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP today. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helen Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
You know them. If you live around here, you've done business with them. Suter Building Supply in Seneca is the place to go when you've got a project in mind. They carry all brands you trust, like Mohawk, Wilson Art, Larson, CertainTeed, Valspar, and Owings Corning. They even carry Holland Grills, so you can celebrate a job well done. Visa, MasterCard, and Discover accepted. Area do-it-yourselfers and pros know Suter Building Supply in Seneca is the place to go.
You're on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
Continuing on here at the half, Nemaha Central holding a slight lead against Perry Lecompton, 26-25. Halftime coverage presented by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. Kirk Kilman back in studio. I'm Brandon Tadman. Let's get you caught up with some scores that we know from around our Candleland listening area, at least what we got to this point. We got some girls' finals in the Twin Valley League. I guess non-league games, but featuring teams out of the Twin Valley. Valley Heights, a big win over Riley County, 59-29. The Frankfort Lady Wildcats beat Pawnee City, Nebraska, 57-17. Wetmore edges Blue Valley, 39-36. And Lynn over Washington County, 48-40. A couple of boys' scores, or another boys' score, at least Royal Valley was leading Jackson Heights, 31-15. At the half, also ACCHS, their girls got a 60-26 win at Moore Hill in Northeast Kansas League action. Also another ball game on the Sabetha Channel. Boys game at the half. Sabetha holds a 1-point lead against Marysville, 30-29. Justin Fluke on the call for that one. Again here, Nemaha Central 26, Perry Lecompton 25. Final 2-minute timeout. Second half coming your way next. Keep it locked in on 92.1 KMZA.
Whether you're going to spend your time on the golf course
or jetting off to some popular vacation spots, or simply spending time with your family, it's time to start saving for that nest egg, and United Bank and Trust can help you do that with an IRA. Offering a full line of IRAs, United Bank and Trust has trained professionals to help you begin planning for your future. On the course, on the road, or at home, United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC. Life Care Center in Seneca is a great place to work. Their average employee has been with them 10 years plus. Right now they have a hiring bonus available and you'll find increased wages. They pay an incentive of $110 for COVID vaccine completion and they pay for your flu shots. Most of their positions have flexible schedules. Life Care Center in Seneca is hiring right now. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528. That's 785-336-3528.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice, education, business administration.
And pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
If one of your projects is getting everything winterized around your farm or home, you can depend on Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. They have all the winter supplies you need, like ice melt, tube sand, heaters, antifreeze, heat tape for your water pipes, insulation of all kinds, and be comfortable this winter with window kits to stop those drafts. When it comes to making everything work better this winter, your winterizing projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca.
You're on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
All right, welcome back. Here we go. Final 16 minutes as we start the third quarter. Nemaha Central with the ball, leading Prairie LeCompton 26-25. So we're underway here, quarter number three. Switching sides, Nemaha Central will now work from right to left, cause from left to right. Pass into the corner. This is Hermish. Baseline drive gets all the way to the rim. Count it and the foul. Cole Hermish. His second bucket, he's got four. 28-25 and a chance for a three-point play. They got the foul on Gorski. That's his third. Hermish to cap off the three. Left it short. Tipped in the air, but the rebound for Marcus Beck. So the Thunder will reset a three-point lead, 28-25. We're 30 seconds into the third quarter. High right with Lutz. It was quiet in the first half with just 2 points. Curtis back in the corner to his brother Marcus on the cut. His shot is short, tips it up to himself, and his second opportunity is in, and the foul. So back-to-back and one opportunities this time. It's Marcus Beck. He's got six and a chance to cap off a three, and it's a 4-0 spurt to start the third quarter, 30-25, Nemaha Central. Can he knock down the free throw? He does. It's pure. He's got seven, and it's 31-25, a 5-0 run by Nemaha Central before they even touch the ball. Cause first opportunity here with the ball. Here's a pass tipped out of bounds. It'll stay here with Ferry LeCompton. Thunder showing some pressure in the full court. Not quite a minute into this third quarter. Good start by the Thunder, leading now by six, 31-25. Cause rifle a pass in there to Reike Tooley. Tooley, the sophomore, works around a ball screen, high right, guarded by McWilliams. Picks up the dribble. McWilliams is hounding him. They get it to Gorski. In between the center circle and the three-point stripe. Here's Gunnar Ball on a drive. Shovels it off to Gottstein, who had a good first half. Gottstein turns, throws up a wild shot, no good, and a rebound for Cole Hermish. Gets it off to McWilliams. Up the floor to Marcus Beck. Stops, and will fire a three from the left wing. Boy, that was way off, no good. But that one is saved by Lutz to McWilliams, and another second chance try. There's another drive and a layup good by Marcus Beck. He's got nine. 33-25. It's a 7-0 spurt by the Thunder here to start the third quarter. First-year head coach Matt Simmons not pleased with the first minute 41 here in the third quarter. Here's Cooksey on a drive, left his feet, a foul on the floor. This one against Carter Lutz, that'll be his third. So the cost to throw it in, left side underneath their own bucket. Cooksey to throw it in. Looking over the top, and it's stolen away by Marcus Beck. A turnover, and then it's out of bounds to Nemaha Central. Fans not too happy with the call, but the Thunder will get the ball back. A 7-0 run to start the third quarter. They lead 33-25. Coming up on the 6-minute mark here in the third quarter. Loose top of the key to Marcus Beck, to his brother Curtis. Had it knocked away, stolen by Gunnar Ball. There's a floating shot in the lane. That one no good, and a whistle and a foul on Curtis Beck going over the back of Gunnar Ball. The Cause keep it underneath. Down 33-25 with 5:50 to go here in quarter number three. They set up Gunnar Ball. He wants a three, steps through a couple defenders. Now into the corner. Here's a three. This one no good. That's missed by Gottstein. And then a foul on the rebound attempt. This one against Gunnar Ball. That's his second. Or correction, that's his third. So the Thunder get it back, leading 33-25. A 7-0 run to start the third quarter here. They leave Lutz open for three, not this time. And a second chance opportunity, the offensive rebound pulled down by Hermish, and then he's pushed down and is fouled. I think they got Gottstein with the foul. That's his first. A couple subs for the Cause. Rykin Rush and Jack Golden both will check in, replacing Gorski and Thule. The Cause have yet to score here in the third, a 7-0 run by Nemaha Central. Top of the key, here's Marcus Beck to McWilliams. Baseline drive, lost his footing, he's tripped, and he's fouled. Rykin Rush, who just checked in, picked up his fourth foul. They leave McWilliams open for three, this time not there, hits the top of the backboard and out of play. So Cause will get it back, down 33-25, not quite 3 minutes into the third quarter. Thunder showing some pressure here in the full court. Cause get it across the timeline and then throw it into the backcourt. It's going to be a turnover. So the pressure causing some problems right now for the Cause, as it's been all Nemaha Central here in the first near 3 minutes of this third quarter. A 7-0 spurt. They lead 33-25 after it was 26-25 at the half. Here's Hermish in the left corner. Lutz up top to McWilliams. Right side to Marcus Beck. Holds it up high over his head. Gets his brother Marcus in the corner. Correction, Curtis. Stop of the key to Carter Lutz. Left side to Marcus Beck. Gets it to Hermish in the corner. Now left wing for Lutz. Get it to the elbow with Curtis Beck. Makes a man miss. Short corner Jay on the way. This one's short. And a rebound for Jack Golden. The Cause still looking for their first points here in the third quarter. They're down 33-25. 4.5 minutes to go. Top of the key, Gunnar Ball for three. Yes! Gunnar Ball, 11 points, three threes. Back to a 5-point game, 33-28. First points for the Cause in the second half. McWilliams up top. Curtis Beck will fire a deep three. No good, but McWilliams there. And one on the offensive rebound and stick back. Four for McWilliams and a chance for a three-point play. 35-28 the score. 4:11 to go here in the third. Couple subs coming in. Cooper Hike will check in. He's looking to sub in for McWilliams, who's shooting the free throw. Hermish comes out. Holden Bass is checked in. So McWilliams, the free throw is up and just rolled off the front of the rim, no good. And the ball is out to the Cause. So Hike checks in. Gunnar Ball comes out. Gorski back in for the Cause. 35-28, Nemaha Central, 4:10 to go, third quarter. Continuing to show a 2-2-1 full court press look with the Beck twins up top. There's a whistle and a bump and a foul. That'll be Cooper Hike picking up his second. As it was Cooksey working across the timeline near side. So Rush is going to come out. He has four fouls. Eli Dean, the freshman, checks in. He'll throw it in. Cause with it, trailing 35-28. Getting right to the halfway point here in quarter number three. Dean sets the screen. Nice little pick and pop. Not there. Gets it back to Cooksey. Turns down a three. Gets it off to Golden at the free throw line. Lobs a pass here to the right wing. That's Gottstein. Dribbles out a little bit of trouble now. Works it back over to Golden, who fires and hits. The three ball for Jack Golden. He's got five. The lead is four. 35-31, Nemaha Central. 3:35 to go in the third. Here's Hike, top of the key. Left side to Marcus Beck. Ball fake. Now wants to go baseline. Gets all the way to the rim and lays it up and in. 11 points for Marcus Beck. Curtis and Marcus Beck have combined for 23 points. Here's a nice pass. Dribble inside and a whistle and a traveling call against the Cause. So a turnover is going to get it right back to Nemaha Central. Coming up on 3 minutes to go here in the third. They lead at 37-31 here at Perry LeCompton. Burching the basketball, zone defense right now for the Cause. 2-3 fashion. Hike open for three, left wing. This one too strong. Rebound though, put back up and in. Curtis Beck, 14 points. The lead all scores. The lead back to eight, 39-31. Nemaha Central under 3 minutes to go here in the third. And that's a turnover. Ball goes out of bounds. Four turnovers here in the third. As Thule will check back in. He'll replace Cooksey. And I think we're going to get a full timeout here called by Nemaha Central. We'll burn one as well. 2:48 left in quarter number three. Nemaha Central 39, Perry LeCompton 31. Back in a moment here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You have new health care coverage options through Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans and your local Farm Bureau Financial Services agent. No matter what stage of life you are in, you will have options that fit your lifestyle. Plus, our network of providers is one of the largest available throughout the state of Kansas and beyond. For more information and to get a quote, contact Farm Bureau agent Chad Baker at 785-336-2341 or visit kfbhealthplans.com.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me. That's not a selfie. I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasafa checking account.
So, a check selfie? A selfie?
Oh, no, not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasafa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
FM, KMZA.
Nemaha Central has outscored Perry LeCompton 13-6 here in the third quarter. They lead 39-31 with under 2:40 to go in this frame. They have the ball out of the timeout. Looks like kind of a matchup zone. There's a pickpocket and a steal. And then knocked out from behind and out of bounds. It will stay with Perry LeCompton. After Thule got the pickpocket steal to bring it back this way. So 2:25 to go, third quarter, 39-31, Nemaha Central by eight. Cause with it underneath their own bucket. Thule to throw it in, waiting for the play to develop. Gottstein has it, top of the key to Dean. Dean puts it on the dribble once, gets it right side to Golden. Golden knocked down a three earlier in the quarter. Pass deflected out of bounds. Last touch by Perry LeCompton. Another turnover. That's five here in the third. Nemaha Central gets it back with an eight-point lead. 39-31 coming up on the final 2 minutes here in the third. Here's Marcus back with it. Skips it to Lutz far side, who steps into a three. Not this time. And a battle for the rebound. It's picked up by Holden Bass, and he'll go up, and his shot is no good. And then a whistle on the rebound, and then a foul. A couple bodies hit the floor. Trying to see who the foul's going to be on. I think they called it on Curtis Beck. That would be his third, and it is. So the Cause will get it back. Kind of a weird sequence there. Gottstein limps off the floor, a little hobbled there after that sequence. Appears to be okay, just a little sore after that one, so Dean throws it in. 39-31. Nemaha Central in front, Cause with it, under 2 minutes to go. This pressure is causing problems for the Cause. Dean gets it into the right corner. It's Cooksey, a drive. His pass deflected out of bounds. It'll stay here. The Cause to throw it in. Bounce it inside. Layup try, no good. A lot of contact, no call. Marcus Beck comes away with the rebound, working on a double-double. Here's Hike, steps into a 17-footer. It's an air ball. Rebound by Gorski on the backside. 39-31 still. Gone a minute or two with a nice little scoring drought. We're down to a minute 20 to go here in the third. Here's Gorski. Takes it all the way and lays it in. First bucket for the 6'3 junior, Kale Gorski. 39-33, 6-point lead for the Thunder. Coming up on the final minutes here in the third. Here's Cooper Hike, left side on the wing. Guarded by Dean, spins away from him towards the corner, hands it off to Marcus Beck, left corner. Skips to his brother, Curtis, a three. This one too strong, high rebound brought down by Gorski. Back-to-back rebounds for him. Here's Cooksey to Dean, steps into a long two, in and out, no good. A rebound for Holden Bass. And now 40 seconds to go, we'll see what Nemaha Central wants to do potentially here with now 32 seconds to go. Hike swings it right wing to Marcus Beck, holds it towards the right shoulder. One dribble, picks it up, gets it off to his brother Curtis at the elbow, takes it all the way, and one. Too easy at the rim. Curtis now with 16 points. And the foul is on Eli Dean, the freshman, his first. And Curtis Beck, a chance for a three-point play. It's a 41-33 lead for Nemaha Central. We're down to 23 seconds left to go in the third. Curtis Beck, 3 of 4 at the line tonight. Make it 4 or 5. He's got 17 to lead all scorers. Final 20 seconds. See what the Cause have here. Here's a drive from Cooksey. Turns, gets it out top of the key. Thule nearly turned it over, but gets it off to Gunner Ball with 9 seconds. His shot is rejected, but to the corner for a three. That one no good. Tipped in the air, brought down by Beck. Beck gets it up the floor. I don't think they're going to get the shot off in time. No good, and we head to the final 8 minutes. Nemaha Central here at Perry Lecompton. Thunder 42, Cause 33. Final 8 minutes coming up next on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
The answer is yes. SBS.
At SBS Insurance, we believe in service beyond the sale. We are fortunate to have multiple competitive companies to quote your personal, farm, business, and life insurance needs. By taking advantage of our annual renewal review, you can rest assured that you have the right coverage for the most competitive rate. Contact your local SBS office today to see how we can provide you service beyond the sale.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Final 8 minutes here from Perry Lecompton High School. Cause trailing Nemaha Central 42-33. Cause will get it to start the fourth quarter. See if they got a push in them. Left side of the floor, it's two lead zone defense right now for the Cause, or for the Thunder. A Gunner Ball three tipped out of bounds. And it'll stay with Perry Lecompton. Last touch by Marcus Beck. 16 seconds into the fourth. Big third quarter by Nemaha Central, outscoring Perry LeCompton 16-8 to build this lead. Seth Cooksey staring down the Beck twins, who sit atop the 2-3 zone. Here's a long two on the way. It's an air ball and a rebound for Curtis Beck. Leading scorer tonight with 17. He works it up the floor, stands at the top of the key. Gets it off to Wade Leonard, who's played a couple of minutes here tonight, but finding some time here in the early portions of the fourth. Left side in the corner, Curtis Beck. Now it's Wade Leonard to a cutting hike. His shot is blocked at the rim, and the rebound pulled down by Gunnar Ball. Gunnar Ball, head of steam, top of the key. Gets it off into the corner. Quick trigger, Gorski, a three. Knocked it down, Kale Gorski. He's got five, and it's 42-36. Gaws back within six. We've played a minute 10 here in the fourth. Here's Hike, left side on the wing, dribbles once, inside, now pulls it into the corner with Beck. That's Curtis Beck, who spins and lays it in. He nearly dunked it. A lot of contact. He's got 19, 44-36, and now we get a blocking foul. This one against Leonard, that is his second. That's the sixth team foul against Nemaha Central. So the rest of the way, both teams will be in the bonus. We've played 90 seconds here in the fourth. 44-36. Here's a three straight on. That one way off, no good. And a rebound for Wade Leonard. Here's Carter Lutz back up top to Leonard. Directing some traffic. Lutz gets it. Now into the corner. Curtis Beck with it. Holds it high up top. Now Leonard has it. Off to Marcus Beck, and then Lutz lost it off his hands, out of bounds, a turnover. And the Cavs get it back, 6:07 to go in the game, trailing 44-36. Here's Reike Tooley working it up the floor. Gets it over here to the right wing, another three on the way, this one good. Seth Cooksey, his second triple, he's got seven. And it's a 5-point Nemaha Central lead, 44-39, and we get a timeout on the floor. The 30-second timeout. We'll go ahead and keep it right here. 5:50 to go, fourth quarter, 44-39. Nemaha Central's lead cut to 5. 103.9 KMZA. The boys went final with Royal Valley and Jackson Heights, and it was Royal Valley getting the win there, 49-30. Johnny Kane on the call for that one. Again, our broadcast tonight presented by Peru State College, Nebraska's first college, transformative education designed for you. Visit peru.edu for more information. Kurt Kilman, Brandon Tamman with you. Got a good one coming down the home stretch here. 5:50 to go, 44-39. Nemaha Central leading by 5, coming out of the timeout with the basketball. So here's Lutz, receives the inbounds pass, slowly walking up the floor, left side to Leonard. Into the corner now with Curtis Beck, holds it up high, finds Lutz right wing. Now it's Marcus Beck at the top, Leonard, nice cut inside, layup is up and in. Curtis Beck now, 21 points for Curtis Beck, and the lead back to 7, 46-39. That play happened because Wade Leonard had a great pass inside while he was cutting there inside the zone. Made it easy for him. There's a nice backdoor cut. Layup good and the foul. This time Evan Gottstein with a bucket. 9 points for him. He has a chance to cap off a three-point play. 46-41. Foul on Leonard. That's his third. Both teams now 17 fouls in the second half. Gottstein's free throw left it short, and it's tipped all the way out to him, and he gets his own rebound. Here's Gorski with it. Cause another chance here to inch a little bit closer. Gunnar Ball spins and floats it in from 9 feet. 13 for Gunnar Ball, and it's a three-point game. 46-43, 4:52 and counting in the fourth. And then we get a whistle and an offensive foul. It's going to be on Hermish. That's his third. So the Caws get it back. A three-pointer would tie the game. 46-43. Top of the key, it's Thule. Has it knocked away, and it's stolen, and then Thule picks up the foul. Big play. Thule picks up his first foul. So this is going to put Wade Leonard at the line. He has not scored tonight. Got a couple of rebounds. Hasn't played much. Chance here to add to the three-point lead, 46-43, Nemaha Central. Leonard's free throw is no good. Too strong, he missed it. And Gunnar Ball with the rebound. Ball brings it up the floor himself. Top of the key, hesitation, gets inside, offensive foul. Curtis Beck steps in, takes the charge. Ball picks up his fourth foul. 4:32 left in the game. It's a three-point game. Or I take that back. I missed one there. That is number five on Gunnar Ball, and he is fouled out of the game. The leading scorer for the Caws. We'll have to watch the final 4.5 minutes and see if his team can pull the rally. And that's tough without Gunnar Ball. 46-43. 4:20 to go. Right side, Marcus Beck, a baseline drive, left his feet underneath, loots in the corner, gets by a defender, now he's under the basket, looking for a man underneath, it's stolen by Dean. Turnover by Nemaha Central, Dean all the way to the 10, missed the layup, gets his own rebound, fouled, and one! How about the freshman, Eli Dean? And a chance to tie it at the free throw line with 4:03 to go. You can hear the crowd certainly in it now. The freshman, Eli Dean, his first bucket, and he's got it. We're tied, baby. 46-46, 4 minutes to go. Here's Lutz, top of the key, left side to Marcus Beck, puts it on the dribble once to his brother Curtis at the elbow. They leave him open, he'll fire, swish. Curtis Beck, 23 points, 48-46. It's a two-point Nemaha Central lead. And a full timeout is called by Perry LeCompton. Fasten your seatbelts, 3:34 to go. Nemaha Central, 48, Perry LeCompton, 46. Back in 60 seconds on Kansaland Radio.
Find great values for your Christmas shopping now at Hein and True Value Farm Supplies in downtown Seneca. Save 20% on all regular priced outerwear. Save 15% on all jeans, denim, overalls, and shirts. And save 20% on all toys. Hein and True Value have name brand toys by Tommy and Bruder and clothing by Key, Carhartt, and Wrangler. Hurry in as the clothing specials end December 4th. Hein and True Value Farm Supplies, downtown Seneca, open weekdays 7:30 to 5 and Saturdays 7:30 to noon.
Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice would like to wish you and your family health and happiness this holiday season. Throughout the entire year, we strive to stay focused on our mission of providing personalized, compassionate health care to those in Nemaha County and the surrounding communities. And as we step into 2022, we want you to know that Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice are here for you and your family. We are people you know and care you trust.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
I want to welcome our listeners joining us on 103.9 KNZA. Joining at a good time, Big 7 League Basketball. Perry LeCompton trailing Nemaha Central 48-46. We got 3:25 left in the game. Caws with it, chance to tie or take the lead. Dean, left side, goes into the corner to Cooksey. Baseline drive, difficult shot, no good. Rebound for Marcus Beck. He's got a double-double. 3:10 to go. Nemaha Central with it and the two-point lead. Top of the key, Carter Lutz. Had a quiet night, just 2 points and three rebounds for him. Gets it back. They leave him open, and he missed it. Beck gets the rebound, though. Gets it back to Lutz underneath, who finishes for two. Right when I say he's been a little quiet, gets a big bucket there to extend the lead to 4, 50-46. We're at 2:45 to go. Big possession here for the Cause. Looking for a cut inside. Deflected pass intercepted by Wade Leonard. Here comes Nemaha Central with a quick pace, and now they decide to slow it down. 2.5 minutes to go. Here's Cole Hermish in the right corner. They get it to Wade Leonard, top of the key. Carter Lutz, left side on the wing, gets it to Curtis back in the left corner. Looks like the Cause that jumped out of the zone and are in man-to-man defense. They get a little lazy defensively, and there's a cut and a finish by Curtis Beck. He's got 25 points, and the lead is up to 6, 52-46, with now 2 minutes to go in the game. Big possession here for the Cause. Here's Gottstein, a floater in the lane, left it short, rebound by Marcus Beck, another one for him. He's looking for his brother Curtis, left his feet, whistle and a foul. It's going to be on Eli Dean, and that'll send Curtis back to the free throw line to shoot two, and the momentum has quickly shifted to the Thunder with now just 1:49 to go. Both teams in the double bonus the rest of the way. How about Curtis Beck? He's got 25 points, 4 rebounds, although he did just miss the first free throw. Ryken Rush and Reike Tooley back into the game for the Cause, replacing Dean and Gorski. 1:49 left in the game. Nemaha Central 52, Perry LeCompton 46. Second free throw is too strong. And then a battle for the rebound is going to draw a foul on Carter Lutz. That's 4. And so he walked the other way, and the Cause will get 2 free throws. So that's a big foul, and Cause need these. They're down 6. This will send Ryken Rush to the line for 2. The foul was on Lutz. Need to correct myself there. He's got 3 fouls, not 4. Rush at the line, knocked in the first free throw. He's got 3 points. 52-47. Nemaha Central's lead cut to 5. 1:48 to go. Stick around. We'll have our post-game show to follow the broadcast here. And, of course, the high school scoreboard show tonight to recap all the action. Second free throw, no good, and a rebound for Marcus Beck. He is cleaned up on the glass tonight. Nemaha Central by 5, 52-47. We're down under a minute 40 to go in the game. Here's Lutz up top to Hermish. Gets it right side on the wing to Marcus Beck, and then an offensive foul. They're going to call an illegal screen on Cole Hermish. That is his 4th player control foul, so it's no free throws. Cause will just get it back. With 90 seconds to go in the game, down 5, 52-47. Curtis Beck, 25 points to lead all scores. Gunner Ball, the leading scorer for the Cause with 13, but he fouled out early on in this quarter. There's a deflected pass inside. Last touch by Nemaha Central. For the Cause, keep it. Minute 22 left. 52-47 Thunder. Cooksey to throw it in, left side of his own backboard. Underneath the bucket. And before the ball is thrown in, we get an illegal screen away from the ball. And another turnover. They call the illegal screen on Jack Golden, his 2nd. So now the Thunder get it right back with the 5-point lead as Lutz is walking up the floor. Hits it across the timeline. Here's Marcus Beck, baseline, hard drive, a lot of contact, no call, and there is a late whistle, and I think they called an offensive foul. And that's exactly what happened. Marcus Beck picks up a charge, his 2nd foul, so the Cause get it back. Still down 5. Last minute or two, both of these teams have had opportunities for Nemaha Central to extend or Perry LeCompton to cut into the deficit, but we've been stuck on 52-47 for a minute and change. Final 60 seconds, 52-47. Here's Ryken Rush. Gorski lets it go for three. That one no good. Bodies flying around. The rebound brought down by Marcus Beck. He's got another rebound. And then there's the foul. Reich and Rush. And Rush fouls out of the game. He'll foul out with 3 points and a couple of rebounds. 45.7 seconds left to go. That'll send Carter Lutz to the free throw line to shoot two. So Rush is out. He fouls out. Second player for the cause to foul out of the game. He joins Ball. So Lutz with 4 points, three rebounds, and he gets the first free throw. He's got five. It's 53-47. The lead is six. 46 seconds remaining in the ball game. Second free throw is up and good as well. So Lutz has six. Two big free throws there. 54-47. Final 40 seconds. Cause need a bucket here. Here's Cooksey. Steps into a three. No good. Another rebound for Marcus Beck, and there's the foul. 34 seconds to go. We walk the other way as Marcus Beck will shoot two. He's had a heck of a game tonight. His twin brother Curtis, though, has 25. But Marcus cleaning up on the glass. It'll take me a second to count up all the rebounds here. We'll try to get you updated. He puts up the first free throw. Well off, no good. Eleven points, 16 rebounds. He took the pause there. That's how long it took me to count to 16. Second free throw gets a friendly bounce. He's got 12, and it's 55-47. So Nemaha Central with 30 seconds to go, applying the pressure. There's the steal. Here is a layup in transition. It's good for Curtis Beck. He's got 27, and that'll likely do it. It's a 10-point Nemaha Central lead with now under 20 seconds to go. What a spurt to end the game by the Thunder, and we get a whistle and a foul. An unnecessary foul by Carter Lutz. I think that's going to be four on Lutz. It is. And that's just going to put Seth Cooksey to the free throw line to shoot two. With just 13 and a half seconds remaining, Nemaha Central is going to escape. They're going to sweep here tonight as the girls won earlier this evening as well. Cooksey missed the first free throw. Second one is on the way. That one's good. Thunder throw it in. Get it off to Lutz. Still need to get it across the timeline. Over the top pass to Curtis Beck. He'll hold. Final 4 seconds to Lutz. Skipped over. Nearly tipped out of bounds, but that'll do it. The Thunder escape 57-48 in a thrilling game. And a strong finish by Nemaha Central in the final few minutes. Post game is coming next, brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Final score, Nemaha Central 57, Perry LeCompton 48. Post game is next here on Kansas Land Radio.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate postgame show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
My team just pulled off the biggest upset ever.
Nice, Mike.
And some fans are getting crazy. They even flipped over a car.
Whoa.
Turns out it's my car, though.
Oh.
But I don't want to be upset right now. I want to know State Farm's going to take care of this, right?
We got you covered, Mike.
Yes! Woo!
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca. Licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank, in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC, online at 1hbank.com.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values, equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Post-game coverage brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate as Nemaha Central gets the sweep tonight to open up the 2021-2022 Big 7 League schedules as the Thunder, in a back-and-forth game in the boys' contest, was really a lot of fun as early on the Thunder took control, but midway and into the third quarter, the Caws fought their way back in. It took a lead at one point in the third quarter, and it was pretty much a close ball game early portions of the fourth, but a long run down the stretch by Nemaha Central, able to put the game away with some free throws down the stretch and able to win it by a final score of 57-48. Kirk Kilman back in studio. I'm Brandon Tadman as we get you caught up on the action if you're just joining us here. And, of course, stick around for the Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show coming up in just a few minutes to recap the first heavy Friday night of high school hoops here in Northeast Kansas. So, again, for the boys, the Thunder win it 57-48. Let's run down some numbers for you in the ball game. Well, it was Curtis Beck who stole the show. He had 27 to lead all scorers. He had 4 rebounds. He went 4 out of 6 from the free throw line. His twin brother Marcus Beck had 12 points and 16 rebounds. So those two combined for 39 points and 20 rebounds in tonight's game. That is a heavy dose of the production. Carter Lutz had 6 points. Caught me in a hiccup there. 6 points, 3 rebounds. For Carter Lutz, 4 points, 5 rebounds for Cole Hermish. Sam McWilliams had 4 points, so did Cooper Hike. And then Wade Leonard, Holden Bass, each got some time, but neither able to score. Thunder had 12 turnovers. They were 9 of 18 at the line, and they dominated the glass. They out-rebounded Perry LeCompton 34-21. Caws were led in scoring by Gunnar Ball, 13 points for him, 7 rebounds. He fouled out early in the fourth quarter, 8 points from Seth Cooksey, 5 from Jack Golden, also 5 from Kale Gorski. They got 3 points from Ryken Rush. Forgot about Evan Gottstein. He had 9 points and 3 rebounds. Ryken Rush with 3. Ryke Tooley had 2 points as well. Eli Dean, the freshman, saw some minutes, had 3 points and a couple of rebounds. Caws had 22 turnovers. They struggled from the line as well. They were just 6 out of 13. From the line, and I mentioned the rebound numbers. Thunder out-rebound the Caws 34-21. Now time to announce our player of the game, brought to you by Farmers State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan, providing modern banking services. Visit bankwithfarmers.com. Well, the Thunder off to a 1-0 start. Big reason for that, Curtis Beck, the 6'4 senior, 27 points tonight. He had 4 rebounds, and he went 4 out of 6 from the free throw line. Just a dominant effort from him. So Curtis Beck, Nemaha Central, our player of the game, again, 27 points and 4 rebounds. Player of the game brought to you by Farmers State Bank. Thanks for tuning in tonight. It's been a lot of fun. The first full Friday nights of high school hoops here in Northeast Kansas. Stick around. Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show is coming up in just a little bit, getting you recapped on all the games from around the area. Of course, Seth Tollison and Kirk Kilman, double duty with that show tonight, and we'll get you caught up again on all the scores from around the area. So we're off and running. Another high school basketball season. Thanks for tuning in here tonight, as it's Nemaha Central. They get the sweep at Perry Lecompton. Girls win it by a final score of 42-30. Oh, correction. No, let me make sure I have this correct. 38-22, the final in the girls contest. Nemaha Central led by Addie Holthouse's 15 points and 7 rebounds. And then the final, 57-48, Nemaha Central in the boys tilt. Curtis Beck, 27 points on the night for the Thunder. Again, thanks for joining us. For Kirk Kilman back in studio, I'm Brandon Tadman, signing off from Perry Lecompton High School. Stick around on Cantaland Radio. The Community National Bank High School Scoreboard Show is straight ahead.